Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on the first show of a brand new decade, I'll see if I can remember how to make a podcast. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Happy New Year. My name is Martin Lee. EV News Daily has not been quite as regular as it should have been recently. And I'd like to leave you a little podcast today to explain why. Well, first of all, let me use the new year as a reason to make a quick podcast and say Happy New Year. I sent a little note to my Patreon supporters about 24 hours ago. It was late on New Year's Eve and the house were already in bed. I've never been one for a big New Year celebration, but frankly, it was quieter than usual. Well, firstly, a very happy new year. Happy and healthy new year for you and your friends and your family. Let's raise a glass together and toast a fantastic year. Here's to some incredible things, which are hopefully yet to come. May you have a wonderful year surrounded by those that mean the most. And I sincerely hope the new year brings you all the love and light needed to guide the path of this exceptional journey that we're all on. Well, have you noticed over the last few weeks, those best of the last decade style articles, they've been everywhere, not just looking back at a year, but looking back at a decade. And I guess that's natural, but you know what? I'm far more interested in looking forward rather than back generally in life, right? And so if you're part of this community around EVs and energy, it's so exciting to think about what we can all achieve in the next 12 short months, let alone the next decade. I have no idea what the world will look like in, I was going to say the next decade, but probably in the next year as well. Anybody that says they do, frankly, are taking a wild stab in the dark. I can't wait to find out what the world would look like, though, when we're all driving electric cars. Now, the next part is all about this podcast and where I've been for the last few weeks, because I've not been here, and it's a bit self-indulgent. So, you know what? If you want to stop listening, this podcast is about electric cars and energy. It's not about me, but I do want to bring you a little update today before the podcast comes back tomorrow. Regular podcast listeners may have noticed a slight issue lately. EV News Daily, well, hasn't been daily. In fact, I've been away much, much longer than I ever wanted and that I ever planned as well. On the last few shows, before I took a break, I told you that I was planning to take up to 2 weeks off and intended to be back making programmes well before Christmas. Well, you know what they say, best laid plans and all that. A new decade provides a neat time frame for me to tell you why I took a break not long into the beginning of the last decade. In 2010, my wife and I had the conversation, and we'd had it a few times, but we sort of formalised our thoughts and thought, you know what, it's a really good time to start a family. We'd both just turned 30, we had busy careers, and we decided to let nature take its course. Whenever it happened, it happened. I know that friends of ours as well, they've gone baby crazy, and they're doing tests, and it's the right time of the month, and it's all planned out, but we weren't like that. We were like, you know what, we'll start trying for a family. We're in no rush. And when it happens, and we'll be blessed. There was no part of me at that time, 10 years ago, which thought it wouldn't be as easy as everyone else seems to find it. We had friends that were like, hey, we're going to have kids the next month. Hey, we're pregnant. Well, fast forward a decade. Oh, my goodness me. A decade has gone past. And we've been on quite a journey, I'll put it that way. It's not something that men really talk about, actually, even to their closest friends, let alone share publicly with many, many thousands of people on a podcast. But for my Patreon supporters and those that read this note a day or so ago, they'll have seen this news. And if you're listening to the podcast and you haven't heard the news, I can finally say we have a use for the nursery. Oh, man. It feels good to be called a dad. I've been waiting a really, really, really long time for this. I presumed that I'd take a couple of weeks off the podcast and get used to our new life, and then I'd be back making programs, and what an idiot, that didn't happen. I completely underestimated how every single part of our life changed overnight. Look, I'm so sorry to have been away much longer than I said, and I'm sorry that I didn't pop up with a little podcast to explain why, and I'm sorry that I couldn't tell you more details about it in advance. You know, this journey has been something that I stopped talking about publicly quite a long time ago now. Well, mainly for fear of jinxing it, and because we've had some highs along the way, and they have been followed by lows as well. Well, you know what? You end up just not talking about it publicly after a while. So that's why I hope it makes sense with you. I can confirm that all is well. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank you for your patience in waiting for a return of the podcast, if you have been. If you haven't been bothered, I totally understand. I've been humbled by the many, many emails I've had, just from people checking in. Are you okay? People have been saying, you're all right? Yeah. I've never been better. Well, actually, this little break did highlight one other thing as well. It highlighted how reliant this podcast is on my own ability, my time, my free time, my health, to make it each day. It's a solo project, and it's a lot of work, if I'm honest with you. In 2020, I will definitely be reaching out to the community and finding like-minded people who maybe want to team up, or maybe want to start an adventure, or do something. Make sure this podcast carries on daily. Well, the podcast returns tomorrow, and I hope you will join me once again for a daily dose of positivity. I really hope 2020 is your best year yet. That's my plan. Happy New Year.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.